Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week was a special week for two reasons. One, 100.1 The X was voted the best radio station. Holla, holla, $1 million. Secondly, Xville's own Ian Sorensen invited me to a soiree at the cinema. His film of choice, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This queen arrived at the theater with trepidation. See, I vaguely remember the first film, and my general dislike of Tom Cruise prevented me from seeing the other movies. Rogue Nation focuses on super spy Ethan Hunt as he attempts to uncover the truth behind a series of terrorist attacks. His investigation leads him to a rogue nation of presumed dead soldiers from around the world. Hunt, along with his merry band of spies, must stop this terrorist cell before all hell breaks loose. Well, smack my bottom and call me Phyllis Diller. This movie was freaking brilliant. I enjoyed it as much as Tom Cruise enjoys the Madonna dance party in Greenwich Village on a Saturday night while he gets pounded by a leather daddy named Chuck. The film is amazing, witty, action-packed without being obnoxious, and though the majority of the film was ridiculously predictable, there was still a few good plot twists. Also, the film had a creepy-ass villain in it. He looked like the love child of Steve Jobs and an ugly mouse. Not seeing the other films in no way impeded my ability to enjoy Rogue Nation. And with that, Xville, I give Mission Impossible Rogue Nation 4 X's out of 5. Tom Cruise in a wetsuit, y'all. I'd pay money to see that. Oh, wait. I did.